Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, too. I take it you're substituting for Mark.
Yes, he is.
Substituting for Mark again. Hans von Spakovsky, it's always great to have you. You're a great legal mind. You know, without knowing the answer to this, I know with the Heritage Foundation, you work with a lot of other groups, and yesterday was the Charlie Kirk Memorial. Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
You know, I did not, but I know that the president of Heritage, Dr. Kevin Roberts, did, and in fact talked to him quite a bit. And I was really moved by the outpouring of, I should say, love for him at that huge ceremony. I was particularly struck by what one of the speakers said. I think it was his chief of staff who quoted this Danish philosopher, a theologian from the 19th century, who said, you know, when a tyrant dies, his reign is over. When a martyr dies, his reign is just beginning. And I think that was kind of the theme of everything happening yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of that.
People talked about it being a revival. Well, a lot going on in the news. Let's talk a little bit about the Trump administration's plans for $100,000 H-1B visa fee hike. That is a significant hike in those technology visas that so many of the tech companies rely on. Is this going to be detrimental, or will it actually create the American jobs that I think the intent of that is?
Oh, no, I think this is a great idea. If I've actually looked at that program, and, you know, the details of that are basically that American companies are supposed to prove that they can't hire an American, they can't find an American with the skills needed for a particular job before they are qualified to get one of those visas to bring in, for example, a computer expert from someplace like India. Well, testimony before Congress and a lot of other evidence shows that they've been engaging in huge amounts of fraud. That they don't have a problem finding Americans. It's just that they know they can bring in those foreign computer experts and computer scientists and pay them a lot less than they would have to pay an American. And so they're hurting Americans with those skills. So by making this so much more expensive, then hopefully they'll actually start hiring the Americans that they claim they can't find.
You know, it was interesting because I saw over the weekend an interview with the head of IBM was asked about this question, Gary Cohn. This was on CBS's Face the Nation. And essentially he said what these big tech companies will do is they just apply for everything they can because it's a lottery system. They only do it to see how many of these different visas they can get a hold of, and then they act appropriately. They said this whole just grabbing whatever you can is not a good strategy. It doesn't help the tech companies. This way you have to be intentional in who you're targeting, and that's going to be a good thing for us in the long run.
Oh, yeah, that's the other part of this. But you guys remember just a couple of years ago, there were employees that worked for the Disney company who ended up testifying before Congress who said they were terminated, but part of their termination was they had to train their replacements who were foreigners being brought in under these visa programs. That shows you how the big companies have been totally abusing this system.
Yep. Hans, another big legal issue I wanted to get your take on this was the president's decision last week and the Justice Department naming Antifa as a domestic terrorist group. How does that change how the law enforcement and the DOJ can treat Antifa? Is, you know, obviously there's the question of, do they have the right to free speech? Are they hindering free speech in America? But when speech leads to violence or to incite violence, that's where I guess the terrorism comes in. How do they legally enforce this now? How does it change how they deal with Antifa?
Well, there's no criminal penalty in federal law associated with being named a terrorist organization. But the biggest thing this does is it allows the government to go after the funders of organizations like Antifa, because it is a criminal violation of federal law if you provide material support for a terrorist or terrorist organization. Look, Antifa, BLM, they didn't organize and incite the kind of violence that they have without getting all kinds of money from other organizations. We just did a report about how George Soros has given $80 million to organizations that support terrorism or praise it in public. This allows them to go after the funders, and that's the key to stopping the kind of violence that they're spreading.
Wow. Very good. Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your insight.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.